I had one final question, Bob. In Greene County, is the Marcellus Shale in Greene County? Is there a natural gas in Greene County? Is this whole hydrofracking discussion relevant to Greene County?
At least the eastern half of Greene County, probably not. And what happened was when the Appalachian Mountains were being uplifted, the black shales, the Marcellus shales of our part of the woods, were cooked. And quite literally, the natural gas was baked out of those rocks. It won't surprise me if the whole eastern half of Greene County and the whole eastern half of Ulster County will never be subject to development for natural gas.
And the western part, the current proposal on the table is to leave it out of the National Park area.
The New York State Park. Yeah.
So does that keep it out of drilling out of Greene County, or are there still parts that aren't in the park?
Well, I don't know for sure, but I rather expect that you're going to see a lot more exploitation of the gas in Schoharie and Otsego and Delaware County. And I think you're going to find there's a lot of people in those vicinities buying up leases right now. I've never heard of any leases being sold here in Greene County, although I couldn't swear to you that it never happened.
What's your own view of hydraulic fracking?
I'm hoping that they can pull it off. I'm a geologist. We're in the business of bringing you energy, and we're very frightened that we won't be able to bring you enough. I like to draw an analogy to dam concerned people at Gilboa. Are you familiar with them?
No. Who are they?
Well, it's a little bit of a story, but about 10 years ago, they began to realize that the Gilboa Dam, which was 80 years old, was about to collapse. And if it collapsed, about 8,000 people might be subject to being drowned. And they were very alarmed. But the people of that region knew that it was important for Gilboa to provide water to New York City. So they didn't lobby to have the reservoir closed and shut down. They lobbied to have the reservoir, the dam, rebuilt and rebuilt properly. And I argue that people who are fearful of hydrofracking, instead of opposing it, they should demand that it's done properly. And they should do their homework and find out what that involves. That's what happened at Gilboa. The dam has been rebuilt. The dam appears to be safe. And it's because the people of the area, who had the most to lose, got together and made sure it was done right.
So as always, it's audience participation is the key here. People participation. People should get involved in what's happening in their own community.
The people who at Gilboa really got involved. They did their homework. They learned everything there was to know about dams. And when New York City started rebuilding that dam, they were right there making sure it was done right. Yeah. And you know what? It was the best thing for New York City at the same time.
Yeah.